Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Once again, welcome to the show. Today is Monday, June 24th, as we're back from a long weekend. Well, it seemed long for me because...
It was definitely not long.
No, but it seemed long for me because my mom's been in the hospital and I had to keep going there and stuff. But, you know, I had some time alone with her yesterday.
Yeah.
And I thought she was going to pass. You know, I mean, it just she started saying all kinds of things and
jeez.
I just felt really close to her. So I started thinking of all... The years we've been together. I mean, a mother is a mother, you
right,
know?
Right, right, right.
There's no such thing. I was bald, man. She was up, you know? And I thought, wow, you know? It's affected me when I think about it, you know, if you let it sink in.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see. But she's doing better now, so we'll see. I mean, the thing is that when she... They put, like, a mask on her face and stuff. And then when she, you know, and she's connected to all these machines and stuff.
Right.
So then when she wakes up, she freaks out, right? She can't take the mask off.
By herself,
can't do anything,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She started freaking out. So I guess she turned that whole hospital inside out, screaming,
I'd
shouting.
I'd probably be the same way, so.
Yeah, right?
I feel you.
And then, so after she did that, she wakes up again and realizes that they tied her to the bed, put gloves on her so she can't, like mittens, so she can't, like, pull any of the wires and stuff.
Jeez.
And it just, so she freaked out even more.
Yeah, I mean, I would too.
Right?
Yeah, that's not like
I wasn't there at the time though, but then my brother told me, wow. So she pulled it several times, but thank God by the time I got there, she was a lot more calm, you know?
Jeez.
So I know, man, and she's not going to get any better. So now it's like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it sucks when people get old and they get sick and everything, but what can you do? You know, I mean, it's your mom.
Yeah.
So, I hope she'll be fine, you know, but I let some tension out and that was good.
Yeah, it's always good to talk about it.
Right,
yeah.
So, how was your weekend?
It's very boring.
Really? You didn't do much?
No.
Well, you did come here for the party.
Mm-hmm.
I was very happy that you did.
I mean, obviously, unless I was working, which I clearly am not.
Right. No, but you'd be surprised how many people said they would come and didn't, you know.
A lot of people do that, though.
Right, I know.
A lot of people just don't know how to say, I can't
right.
come, or
exactly.
I don't want
just
to.
Tell me to my face, goddammit,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But several people did say they couldn't come and everything, but it was still, nevertheless, it was great. You know, I enjoyed it a lot. I always do because I like all the hosts to get together and stuff. And,
right.
It was fun. You know, after you left, more people came and stuff. So it was just nice, right?
Right.
Yeah, it was a nice gathering. I love that stuff, man. So we'll see. We'll look for reasons for more parties.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
I was having mimosas before I ate anything. And
is there any leftover champagne right now?
Yeah, but not here. I took it all home.
Fuck, Sam.
But now
why?
I have champagne at home. Where am I going to put it?
In the fridge.
Well, there's no room in the small fridge.
I was like, the fridge.
Listen, but now I have champagne. I can bring mimosas, like, you know, for us.
On Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, we were going to do that. We were going to start that like a year ago.
Right.
Just
but
never
now
went
I don't
anywhere.
Have to go to the store. So
yeah.
Bring it.
Well, now you have to drive like a little ways to work, so I'm sure there's a store on the way.
Yeah, well, I'm not stopping at the store in the morning.
Actually, the morning is the best time to go to the store.
Yeah, but I'm on the freeway. I'm
anytime afternoon, use. After like noon, like 12 p.m., horror show.
Yeah,
I hate going to the store.
Yeah.
Like my fridge is completely empty because I threw everything out this weekend, and I know that I have to go tonight or tomorrow. And I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to, like, cooking again. I've spent so much money on food this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, because I didn't eat in my house.
Right.
Ugh.
Oh, you mean eating out and stuff.
Yeah.
I
spent so much money eating
out. I
know. Even if you just grab a bagel and a coffee, it's $10.
Right.
I'm like, yo, back in the day when I was a kid, my parents used to get this shit for, like, $3.99. A bagel by itself is like $5.25. One
Are
bagel.
You serious?
One bagel.
What?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
I always go to Bagel Broker. Shout out to them. It's worth it. Their bagels
but
are like
the best. That is expensive. I mean, shit, at Western Bagel, I got a dozen for I don't know how much it was. $8, $10 maybe.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, they do have deals though. I think they make one bagel so expensive so you buy more, because if you buy six at Bagel Broker, I think it's like $10 or something like that. As opposed to one bagel being five. So it's like I'm better off getting the six, but I can't eat bagels every day, so they would go to waste.
But you could freeze them.
Yeah, but then it gets freezer burn if they're in there for too long. Like bread's different.
Don't leave them there too long.
I know.
But whatever, you know, I mean, who cares, you know? How often do you get bagels? And
I've been very blah this weekend. I didn't, like yesterday I saw Chucky, that's all I did.
Did you see Chucky?
I saw the new Chucky.
What was it like?
You
like scary movies.
It wasn't scary.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't like the original one. Like the original one when we were kids, that was horrifying. And Chucky was like, he just looked evil right off the bat. Like he had like the stitched up face. Like this doll came as Buddy, and he was electronic. So he's like kind of like Alexa. Is that what it is? Alexa, put the lights on.
Right.
And it's like, Buddy, can you put the TV on? So he's like a toy that can like control electronics.
Right, like a robot.
Yeah. So he looked more robotic. Right. He didn't have like a scary face. He just looked like a doll.
Yeah.
It was more like 3D looking than it was.
Right. Yeah. Did they change the story?
Yeah.
They did.
Completely.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I expected it to be, it kind of, because the doll looked the way it did, I was expecting it to be more of one of those horror films that was funny.
Right.
So I was expecting way more humor. Uh-huh. And it just wasn't there. I mean, I don't regret going.
Yeah.
For anyone that wants to go see it, I suggest go seeing it. I don't think it was a terrible movie.
Right.
It just was not, if you're going in thinking it's going to be like the original Chucky, just don't go. You're just going to be like, ugh.
Right.
I don't think it was bad though.
Right. But how come you didn't go see Toy Story?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I saw that the day it came out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. We were talking about it.
Yeah. I wept like a baby.
That's right. See, before I said that, I thought, did she say that to me or didn't say that
to me?
Yeah,
that was a while ago. So
no, it was Friday.
It was Friday, but still. Yeah, because I saw it on Thursday.
Well, and you did say it's sad, right? It gets sad there.
There's a few emotional parts, but every single Toy Story, there's emotional parts.
Yeah,
and if you don't cry, like, something's wrong with you. Like, you're serious. Both my friends looked at me. I'm like, are you weeping right now? I was like, no.
Yeah.
It was good.
They know how to pull your heartstrings.
I don't regret seeing either one of those movies.
Yeah.
Toy Story was definitely a 4.5 out of a 5.
Really?
Yeah, the only reason I gave it a 4.5 out of 5 is I think the ending was, their goodbye between each other was rushed.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, whoa, wait a second. You guys just spent, like, your whole lives together. I'm going to need a little bit deeper of a goodbye. You know?
Okay. Well, don't give away the ending, but...
No, everyone knows, though. Everyone knows that...
Yeah, you figure that's what's going to happen, you know?
And with all their... All, like, Tom Hanks's interview and stuff, like, you knew that this was, like, the goodbye movie.
Really?
Yeah, with everyone's interview. But Chucky, I give, like, a 3.
Yeah. Wow. I watched The Social Network last night.
For the first
that
time?
No.
Oh,
no, but
say.
I didn't remember much of it. I remember when I saw it the first time, the audio in the theater sucked. I thought maybe they made the movie like that, because the first scene when he's with the girl at the bar, you don't hear what they're saying. It's so fucking loud.
I mean, the movie theater is loud. I will say that when the previews went on yesterday, I was like, holy fuck.
Right.
I was the only person in the movie theater, by the way.
Yeah?
All by myself.
Really?
Not a single
what
other.
What time?
I went at 11 a.m.
Oh.
But usually there's people there at 11 a.m., but not a single soul but me.
What? That's funny.
That movie, I don't really remember like the full details. I just remember that he really screwed over every single person he ever worked with.
Yeah.
That like makes it's like almost like an eye opener that even if you like are grinding in a basement with who you think is your friend, they can fuck you at the end.
That's true, you know.
And he's still making millions and millions of dollars while they just got their settlement checks, which I think is bullshit.
Yeah. He's making billions, actually.
Yeah, and then the other people just settled. But his partner,
listen, I don't know.
They wouldn't disclose how much money he made, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I haven't finished it yet, but from what I know in the story, because the reason I saw it, because I'm reading some book on the internet and everything, and that came up. And I thought, wow, let me see this, because I love Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
I thought he was great. I think it was the first movie I'd seen him in. And I thought he was a great actor, you know.
Yeah, I like him.
He does just, Mike Zuckerberg like nobody else does.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. He plays a good awkward guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in Now You See Me, right?
Yeah. It's Mark Zuckerberg, not Mike. Why did I say
okay.
Mike?
People, yeah. Nobody noticed until you said something.
Right. What did you say?
He was in Now You See Me, right? You saw
Both of them.
I was in the movie theater and he has a movie coming out and it looks so bad.
Oh, I think I saw
it. The karate one?
Oh, it's a karate movie?
Where he's like in a self-defense class.
Oh,
I'm like, yo, this is very weird.
Really?
Yeah, because he hasn't been in anything in a long time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he has, we just didn't see it.
Well, it's an indie film, but I think it's in one of those indie films that like now they're putting it in the theater.
Right.
And I'm like, you should have kept that in the movie circuit.
Yeah.
I don't imagine that doing well in theaters.
Wow, very interesting. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I think he's very talented. I mean, the way he does like that nerdy guy in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what he is in real life, so it's easy for him to play that.
Right. It just seems like it. Yeah. I don't know if he's like that or not.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, I feel like he's that type that gets invited to like red carpet events and dreads going. Like his publicist drags him to go. He's like, fuck.
I know. But it was amazing just the way they started this whole fucking thing. They call it the Facebook in the beginning, the Facebook, and then they changed it. But remember when
they called it Facebook in the movie, right?
They did, actually.
Oh, they did?
They did.
Oh, interesting.
I know.
Because usually they switch the name or something.
Right.
So it's not like 100%
But they
accurate.
Did say, I paid attention, and they did say Facebook. So, you know, and I think they had the same names too, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. I think they did.
Yeah.
Because it's based on a true story and someone must have approved that to be made.
Right.
Yeah.
They could have made it look fictional, but I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there was added drama, you know, like I'm sure some of the party scenes or whatever didn't really happen. But I think what the basis of the movie is they created this thing together. He fucked over everybody. That's so crazy to me. I'd be upset if I was him. I'd be like, don't make that movie. You guys are painting me in a terrible light. Don't you dare.
But if that's truth, well, he can't stop it. How is he going to stop
it? Yeah, I know. It's just like Lifetime can't. I mean, all the people that get Lifetime movies, it's like you can't stop it from being made.
No, no.
Once it's public
record.
There's
always a story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I was reading that they offered him $2 billion to buy him, and he wouldn't take it.
Who?
Mark Zuckerberg. He knew that the business is going to be like huge.
Yeah.
You know, and well, he didn't know for a fact, but that was his plan.
Right.
So
if I would, might quit soon.
Yeah.
No.
But now he's like made history, you know. So there you go.
He totally like came on the scene and took out MySpace.
Yeah.
Like took it out.
They destroyed it.
Yeah.
But you know, there was also like Friendster. And
never used
and MySpace, but they were similar.
Yeah, I only used MySpace, but MySpace was like the shit growing up.
It was
like you got your five top friends. You could add music to your profile,
right?
Your top five songs.
One thing they didn't have that Facebook was a huge hit, or not in the beginning, but it was a big deal, is the news feed, because other sites didn't have the news feed.
Uh-huh.
Even Facebook in the beginning didn't have it.
Yeah,
And people actually started bitching about it because they're like, I don't want people to know what I'm liking, what I don't,
I know, I know.
So then they started with the privacy thing. But yeah, and then they, before Facebook was big, they made a program called, or a website called FaceMash. And that was like, you know, they were trying to see who's hotter than who, you know, like hot or not.
That's an awful site.
They did a site, hot or not, and they would have like two pictures of women, which one's hotter, and, you know, keep
that's
on.
That's horrible.
Going. I know, but that's what they
what
did.
What the fuck?
Guys will do that. They do all kinds of
shit. Right. God.
I know, man. It's crazy.
Mm.
So, did you hear about all these Americans dying in the Dominican Republic?
Well, I didn't hear that, but somebody tweeted today, oh, I just bought me and my man tickets to DR, and someone responded, are you sure you want to go to DR? And I was like, why wouldn't they want to go to DR? It's literally the thought I just had walking up here, because I saw that on Twitter.
Really?
So what's going on?
So, well, in the past maybe year or so, mm-hmm. 10 Americans have died there, And it's all mysterious death. They can't connect them to each other. So they're saying they suspect it's something related to alcohol or, you know, maybe people were poisoning them. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And that's a lot of people.
Yeah, you know. So I don't understand that, how people are not figuring it out by now.
Right.
After 10 deaths. But that's what it seems to be. So and they're telling you, no, it's safe. You guys can come down here, you know. In the meantime, it's only Americans.
Sure, come
that
on
die.
Down.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't it tell them something if it's only Americans that die and they're all tourists and shit, you know?
That's why you gotta go to a resort. Are they There's dying a pattern. On the resort?
Yeah, some of the resorts, some of the hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I think I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not going there, man.
I always wanted to go to DR, though.
Yeah. I don't want to go anywhere with all this fucking danger out there, you know?
I know.
It's like crazy.
It's like you can't even enjoy life anymore.
I know. So, yeah, we had a party here over the weekend, and we had guests here. A lot of people got mingled and going on each other's shows and stuff, and I'm really liking it, you know? This is like my group of friends. So it works out very well. You know Catherine McPhee, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was on American Idol and stuff. I guess she's marrying David Foster.
Who's like a lot older than her.
Not a lot. A lot older.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot older. He is 71, did they say? Hold on a second. Oh, he's 69 and she's 35. So she's half his age.
Yeah, half his age, literally almost.
Right.
Half his age.
Right.
She's even more so. It's more than half his age. Because half his age would be she'd be 39. She's 35.
No, 70 divided by 2 is 35. He's 69.
Oh, he's 69. I don't know why you just said 79.
No, I said 70 and then I said 69.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but all right.
Yeah, half his age, yeah.
Yeah, no, at 79 he would be very old.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, 69 is pretty old,
too. Pretty old, too.
Is he like a healthy 69?
I don't know, but you know who he is. He's written a million songs and he's a big deal in the industry, you know, the music business. But I don't know.
She's more of an actor now, right?
I don't know. Isn't she a singer, though?
I don't know.
Yeah. So she's posting herself partying on a boat in Mykonos in Greece. And
must be nice.
Yeah. You know,
you live your life, girl.
Yeah. And then she tweets, honey, this is how you throw a party in Mykonos, bitch. So that's what she captioned the post that she put up. But I don't understand these kind of relationships, but
yeah,
I don't know. Hey, if I got one, I'd be happy. So shut up, you know. But yeah, you only get to do that when you're very rich or very famous or both.
Or you just know somebody and you're like that one friend that goes and just enjoys everybody else's luxury. And then you go back to your like one bedroom apartment where like the paintings are coming off the wall and you're like, damn, man.
Right.
What an awesome weekend. I wish I could do that every day.
Different lifestyle, right? Yeah. I don't know. It's funny. I remember her mother came to the station once. She was a guest on somebody's show. She looks just like her too.
Yeah. I watched that movie on Netflix called Murder Mystery.
Uh-huh. Is that good?
It was good. It was cute.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of like that, what is it, Clue? Guess Who?
Yeah.
Or something?
Clue? Okay. I've never seen it.
They made like a million movies of that. But I think it used to be a book.
Okay.
Where you have to guess who the murderer is.
Right.
Kind of like riddles.
Right. Yeah, like a whodunit type of movie. And this is with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston?
I like Adam Sandler movies.
I don't, you see.
Really?
I see it for her, but not for him.
This is their second movie together.
Right.
And I really like their chemistry on screen together.
Yeah.
It's good. That's probably why they were like, hey, do you guys want to do another movie together?
Right. What was the other one they did? Do you remember the first one?
It was called Just Go With It.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Really?
Yeah, she looked like, it's like two different people in these movies. I'm like, how long ago was that?
Wow.
She looks so young. She actually like looked her age in this movie. Like she looked like a mom. But she's not a mom, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I'm surprised she isn't adopted.
Yeah. Well, maybe she doesn't feel she should do it on her own. Maybe just find with someone.
Yeah, I feel that.
Maybe they're waiting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she was with that guy for a while, but they broke up.
Yeah.
Justin Theroux, I think.
Justin Theroux?
Is that how you say his name?
Isn't that the... No, like, but isn't that the president of Canada, Theroux? Are you sure?
No, I don't think. I don't think it was a president of Canada.
No, that's Trudeau.
So I just type in Jennifer Aniston X.
Okay.
I'm probably saying his name wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Justin Theroux, you're right.
Yeah.
So they've been together for 2 years. Are they over? Probably.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think he has a brand new girlfriend and everything now.
Oh.
Who's like young.
Yeah.
It's what all these men do. Asses.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's why they say to women, you know, enjoy it while you're young because, you know, you can stay as hot as you want, but the men keep looking for the younger ones.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's crazy. This woman fell asleep in an airplane. A 90-minute flight, right? She fell asleep. She wakes up in the dark. There's nobody there. She's on the plane. It's dark. And everybody's gone.
Wait, so what?
She fell asleep and they left her in the plane.
That doesn't sound right.
It is.
How do you leave a passenger? Don't the flight attendants walk up and down the aisles?
That's why they're investigating this, you know? But how could this happen? I don't know.
Well, she has a lawsuit.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And think about the fact that her phone was empty. No battery. So she couldn't really call anybody. So I don't know, you know.
Yeah, oh my God, I'd freak the... And how do you get off the plane?
Okay, so she found a flashlight in the cockpit, and she opened the door from the inside, right?
Okay.
Which you can.
Yeah.
But, you know, then it's like a 30-foot drop.
Yeah.
To the ground.
So what
did
she do? There's phones in the plane. Did she call somebody?
No, because the plane was like off. You couldn't turn on anything, probably.
Oh, my God. So what did she right? do?
So she was dangling there, and then she spotted the luggage cart driving near her. And so I guess she just probably flashed the flashlight or something. I don't know how that car saw
her. Oh, my God. This would be such a good YouTube story time if she had a channel.
I know, man.
I'd freak out. And I'd be scared to open the door because, like, what if you were in flight?
Yeah.
You know?
You don't know where you are, right?
It's like, what if you're actually in the air?
It's like a scary movie or something, you know? Where is everybody, you know?
She'll probably have free flights for the rest of her life on whatever airline that is.
Air Canada. Yeah. Mm. She was freezing cold.
The rash of man.
She woke up a few hours after the flight landed. So it wasn't even
it's like,
right
what
away,
type of pill did she take?
I don't know.
You know what happened? If she took a pill and the flight attendants tried to wake her, they probably said, fuck this, and just left. But what they should have done is like had somebody come in. Like, wake her up. Like, what if she was dead?
There's no way they said, fuck it, I knew about
okay,
it.
Okay, there's no way they didn't see her sleeping.
But maybe she was lying on the seat or something.
It's,
you know?
Still, if you're doing your job, you will notice someone lying.
Well, they were not doing their job.
Every single flight attendant on that flight is fired. Facts.
Right.
Facts.
Whoa. I mean, yeah, you want to check to see anything, even not just people, just to make sure nobody left anything.
Right.
There. Bombs, whatever, you
know. Yikes.
So what an incident that is.
Mm.
I know. So how's your sister doing? Have you talked to her?
She's just stressed.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's hard being a single mom.
Yeah.
And Marcellus is like, has a little bit of behavioral issues.
Yeah.
He's so spoiled, he just doesn't listen.
Yeah. Plus, when there's no father, that's what happens. Although your dad's around.
He's around, but like not every day like he was before. So, I mean, that's probably traumatic for him, too. He probably doesn't get that either.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't start acting out and shit.
He is.
Not be part of a statistic.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I told her she should probably get classes, and I told her that we had a guest that said that he needs to learn how to swim.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, I need to get on. I'm like, yeah, he's about to be 6.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. So, I mean, that kid in class, it's like the oldest and the most uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough age now.
Yeah.
because they start to be more aware of themselves.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and they start to notice other stuff. A little boy tried to kiss him in his class.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
Yeah, I guess he's been that little kid has been going around kissing everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Boys, just boys.
Just boys.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is probably around the age if you start to realize, like, right?
Right.
I would assume. Yeah. I feel like every gay person I know has told me that they knew it, like, young.
Yeah, yeah. But sexual awareness comes even before that, you know? I mean, I remember myself younger than six.
I don't know if that's possible, though.
It is, man. We were playing doctor with the girls in the neighborhood. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
But I was six, but, you know.
I think I had my first crush on a boy in kindergarten. Like, I was like, oh, I have a crush on him, you know. Yeah. But I don't think I really knew. Even when I lost my virginity, I don't think I really understood what sex was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, younger than six doesn't make sense, right? You're way too young.
Yeah.
I don't think you even, I don't know. I was always very sexual, though, but. You know, I only first time I got laid, I was 15, but God knows I wanted too much earlier than that.
Right. You know, right. I don't think I did.
Yeah.
I regret losing my virginity as young as I did. I wish I waited.
Well, it's over now.
Yeah, it's very much over.
Do you think it affected you for good, forever?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
I don't know.
Like
I just,
not trusting men or something, or
yeah, probably so, yeah. And just expecting them to be like. Horrible human beings, like the guy I lost my virginity to.
Jeez,
I don't know what type of person he was now, but he was a piece of shit in high school.
Yeah. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's it. The first time, my first time was with this chick that was screwing everybody, so it wasn't a big deal.
Was she a prostitute? You paid for it?
No, oh. Not at all. She was just a whore. You know?
Oh my God, that's horrible.
She was just. You know, I mean, I guess some girls needed attention, you know.
Yeah.
So at 16, she figured, what the hell? Or maybe she was just horny, you know. I don't know. Not.
I feel like that's far too young to be horny.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women that love sex, you know.
I know, but like at 16? Come on.
I mean, you lost your virginity at 15, right? 14?
14. Okay. But even at that, I wasn't like horny after right, and not love you. With sex.
Not you,
know? You,
but other people are. You
I'm
know?
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, boy.
I got to be out of my house for 4 hours today, so I'm hanging out with this guy that I don't even want to hang out with, but I know he'll, like, take me out to lunch.
Yeah.
And before I know it all, I'll be like, oh, well, it's time to go home now.
At least you'll be bug-free.
Exactly. Ugh, gross.
Yeah. What do your roommates say about it?
They haven't been home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one stayed at his boyfriend's all weekend, and the other one has been at his parents' house in Amaretto or Amarito, wherever, however you say it. So it's just been me dealing with it on my own. I'm like, I want to kill everyone.
Wow. So they're opening up a museum of weed in Hollywood.
That's cool, but I don't really understand the concept.
Exactly. Well, they're just going to show the progression from, you know, when Reefer Madness, when there was a war on drugs and all that stuff. There's a lot of history to weed, that's for sure.
Right.
But I don't see the point in it.
Me neither. Unless,
you know, you can read up on it. But they're just saying that, you know, now it's becoming more mainstream. And so it's a time to normalized cannabis, that's what they call it, you know.
Yeah.
So, if they were giving out some samples, I'd go, but admission is $35.
I mean, they better be giving out something for that admission.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a lot.
Yeah. You have to be at least 18.
Yeah, I mean, that's reasonable.
But why? You're not getting any cannabis there. You're just watching the history of it.
Yeah, but still, I wouldn't want my 16-year-old going to a weed museum.
Why?
I just wouldn't. But I thought the legal age was 17. It's 18?
It's 18, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I mean, depends minimum age for what, you know? I mean, they have like minimum age that is 21 now.
Yeah, for liquor.
Yeah, cigarettes
even. Yeah, and I think, aren't they trying to push the driving age back to 21? which I think is stupid. I think kids should learn how to drive earlier.
Well, so, maybe 18, but 16 is young, don't you think so?
No, because and even if they don't get their license at 16, I think they need to be like on courses and learning how to drive at least.
Right, right.
Like, as soon as my kid is tall enough, like, we're going to empty parking lots for sure.
Yeah, you don't want to be this parent driving your kids around all day.
Well, not only that.
When they can drive themselves.
Right, not only that, when they are old enough and they get their license, I don't want to be that mom panicking because my kid has only known how to drive for 6 months. I want to be like, my kid started driving at 12, he's good. You know?
At 12, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he knows how to parallel park.
Yeah.
He knows how to pay attention. Yeah, I want my kid to be experienced.
When are they coming, those kids you're talking about?
Probably never. I couldn't tell you.
So, and what about Gabby? She's not looking for a potential father or stepfather for her son?
I mean, she's been talking to someone for like a year and a half, but he's a douche, so probably
yeah, not. Probably doesn't want somebody else's kid. Huh?
Mm.
Yeah,
a lot of men don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It bothers me that the mother of my kids remarried and they look at his kid as their brother.
It's a half brother, kind of stepbrother. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But it's not a half brother.
Yeah, yeah. No DNA. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
But a stepbrother and then treat him like just like a brother. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't ring right with me.
I mean, they have to. They're family now.
Like, I'm an uncle, you know, because the guy had a kid. So my son is, I'm an uncle now. I'm like, you don't have a fucking brother, man. I mean, his father's just a man that's fucking his mother, you know? There's no blood.
Yeah, I know, but that's family now. They should treat him like a brother.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Like, how would you like them to treat him?
Like the son of his father who's married to their mom.
Which would be their stepbrother.
Yeah. I mean, I even hate to think of them calling him stepfather.
I'm sure they don't say stepfather, and I'm sure they don't call him dad.
I'm sure they do call him stepfather.
No one's saying, no. Hey, stepfather.
No, but when they talk about him to someone.
Oh, yeah, because it's true. That's their stepfather. Come on, Sam.
Sucks.
But I'm sure they say his first name when they're referring to him. Like, what's his name, Doug?
Well, no, I'm sure they do, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, Doug. And when someone's like, who's Doug? Oh, it's my stepdad.
Right.
A lot of people don't like their stepdads, though.
Yeah, I know. My ex-wife, their mother, is revisiting exactly what happened to her. I remember when I met her, her stepfather was more important to her in her life than a real father.
Yeah.
And he was nice, but they demonized the biological father. The mother did. And so he was kept away from the family for a long time. But now the funny thing is he daughter's stepson.
Wait, so I guess that was really confusing. That.
Okay, never mind, because it's not that important. So fuck it.
But that was really confusing how you said it. I was like, wait, your daughter's stepson? So the daughter didn't give birth to the kid?
No, I mean, my ex didn't give birth to her husband's kid.
No, oh, yeah, it's somebody else's.
But her father felt compelled to go to a family shower or something, you know. So it's totally not his, there's no blood there whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know her dad to participate in a lot of things. So, but what do I know? You know, families are families and you never know. You don't get to choose family.
No, you don't.
And families are different today than they used to be. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of divorces, marriages, intermarriages, people don't know who the fuck they are anymore, you know?
Facts.
Yeah. Then people get adopted and they look for their parents and mm-hmm. that's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, you know? Mm-hmm. It's hard. Can you imagine if you were born, you didn't know who your original parents were? That was pretty shitty.
What, if you're adopted?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's shitty, but sometimes it's like, okay, well, you were born into a different family and that's
exactly.
Your family now.
And they're probably better than what you would have had with people that didn't want you
mm-hmm.
or couldn't have you.
I don't know if I could, if I ever got pregnant and was not like a wanted pregnancy, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could just give up somebody I gave birth to. Like,
right.
I mean, I get it. I get there's some instances where it's like the child is way better off.
Right.
Like if they're addicted to drugs or they're homeless or whatever the case may have you. I don't know if I could physically or emotionally get through that.
Yeah.
And or not like try to find them for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I heard on the radio today that I guess a lot of mothers are using weed while they're pregnant.
No.
Now, is that
fucking
yeah,
thank you.
Is that like crazy or what? Like why? This is like safe.
Like you can't give it up for 9 months? Yeah. Like, come on.
Know, I mean, you know the baby's going to get high and going to be born needing this.
Yeah.
I mean, life's going to be hard enough even without it, you know?
I have an issue with women drinking wine while they're pregnant. Yeah. I know that doctors say that you can, but I still have an issue with it. You don't know what side effect that's going to have. Like,
can't possibly be good for the kid.
When I was working at the restaurant, we sat down this lady who was pregnant, and she ordered wine. And legally, servers can't say, we're not going to serve you.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, everyone, like, morally and ethically felt so wrong giving her wine, but she sat there and she shared a whole bottle of wine with her husband. And I'm like, you're pregnant, dude.
Jeez.
Like, you're getting drunk while you have a baby. Like, are you insane?
Right.
Give it up. It's 9 months out of your life. That goes by like this.
Right. And then they'll have a kid that screwed up and then they'll start blaming the whole world for it.
Yeah. But it was actually you drinking while you were pregnant or smoking weed while you were pregnant. But sure, blame everybody else.
Exactly. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a new tool that detects deep fakes with 96% accuracy. I don't know what deep fakes are, do you? This is like a Facebook thing.
No, and I don't use Facebook, so I'm the wrong
person
to ask. We're
increasing transparency and ads. I don't know, whatever the fuck that is. I sure hope they're doing something about this because all these social media have become very biased and they have so much influence with people, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, who would have believed that they, you know, like something like Facebook and stuff would have more impact on people than like the New York Times and things like that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's unbelievable, you know. Another thing is a theme park in India has been shut down after 12 people got injured. In a free fall ride. You know those free fall
rides?
Yeah,
it's like the one where they drop you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So this one, after they drop, then they lower you, right?
Yeah.
And
then
that
you drop
point,
again.
Yeah, at that point, they 10 feet to the ground, the thing just fell. The thing they're in.
Oh, my God. Did everybody, like, break their kneecaps?
Probably. I mean, the 12 people were injured. Go figure what happened to them. But
that's
shit.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, that's why I don't do roller coasters, and
exactly.
That's why I don't do amusement
Stay
parks.
Stay away from this shit, man.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, it says it's in India, but here we have these things happen, too.
Right. Yeah, that happens everywhere.
Yeah.
That's happened at Six Flags, you name it.
Right.
There's been some tragic accidents. If you type in Six Flags accidents on Google, like, so many articles pop up. I'm like, I'm so good. Driving 5 hours to get my legs chopped off. I'm all set.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know why people do that. And finally, I know you have to leave in 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
See, I remembered.
So what happens, like, if they fumigate my apartment and then after, like, in a few days I still see bugs?
You probably won't, but if you do, they'll tell you, oh, it takes a few days. But if you do, tell them.
Well, they're doing the outside of the building, so
right.
That's why I know it's a building issue.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, are you guys going to let every unit know? Because, like, what if other units don't know?
Right. And all the bugs will go inside now that they spray the outside.
Well, yeah, except for our apartment. Hopefully they just don't go to our apartment.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone else. Should have paid attention. The only reason I notice is that I'm a neat freak. So, like, when I'm cleaning and stuff, I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I just noticed so many of them. And I was like, this is not normal.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Did I tell you, I when I was really young, I lived in an apartment and I let this woman who was like a friend of my cousin
She gave you bed bugs?
No, fucking crabs.
Ew.
Yeah, it was in the apartment. I never had sex with her or anything. It's just from the sheets. Then it goes in the carpet and everything.
Ew.
I'm telling you. It's like I try to get rid of it several times and I couldn't.
Is that even a thing anymore? I feel like nobody talks about that.
Maybe
not. And what exactly
is
it?
It's just like little fucking ticks or something on your in your pubes.
Ew, what?
And it's like itches because they bite you.
Ew, that's so disgusting.
And one thing I'm realizing that is so stupid because nobody thought about it. I never thought of shaving myself at that point, you know? So I was constantly having to use shampoo, special shampoo to kill them and stuff like that. It was unbelievably disgusting.
Ew. And like, how do you feel like okay, yeah, so after then, that? It's like very traumatic.
And it stays in the fucking apartment. So that's what I'm saying. When I finally said, I have to fucking move out of here.
Did you know? So moved down, someone else moved in and got them?
Well, I don't know. Probably.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Yeah, you should have just fumigated the place.
I think we did, and it didn't help. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did tell the management, and they fumigated, but nothing worked. So when I finally decided to move out, I moved out everything, and then finally my last clothes, I just went directly in the wash, took them out, got dressed, didn't touch anything, left the apartment, and that's it. It was the last I've seen of it. That was disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You feel so dirty, you can't have sex with anybody because you don't want him to get it. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to wrap up. I know you have to go, and I don't want to keep you here. Although they're not going to go anywhere if you wait.
No, they will.
Nah, come on. But at any rate, okay, guys, thank you. You know, I woke up to a radio report about the traffic, that there's like a huge traffic jam. I'm like, oh, no, not in Encino. And but then it was the other way, so I was happy about that.
Wait, going towards Hollywood?
No, coming here.
Oh, okay.
From Hollywood.
Oh, okay. I always take but Laurel Canyon on the way here, and then I try to take the highway back. Do you think I should not take the highway back?
No. This has nothing to do with it. Yeah. Okay. No, it's fine. I mean, you're taking the way that I came, and it's pretty fast.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. We do have a lot of guests coming up. Today was a... I totally forgot we don't have a guest today, but we will.
I mean, that
one
worked out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have to leave early, so...
Yeah. So, thank you all for listening, as always, and we'll lovely... no, not lovely. Lovingly... See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.